But I just want—I've got a quick question. I don't want to keep you long or anything. I know you've probably got a bunch of callers calling in. Can you elaborate on this—the concept of crisis actors? Because it's like I just can't get my head around that. Like, where do you find a crisis actor? Do you hold an audition? Do you go to agents? And do these actors have normal acting jobs? Like maybe 1 week they're doing a Starbucks commercial, and then next week they're, you know, in a hospital pretending to be a nurse. Like,
yeah.
And then do they have to keep that to themselves, or do they go, hey, guess what I did today? I worked for a nefarious oligarch system. You wouldn't believe what I found out about what's really going on. But
yeah,
I just don't think they get told.
Right, right. That's actually a really good question. I would steer you to Crisis Cast first so you can learn about crisis actors. These are award-winning role players who are trained in disaster and crisis management. When I was in the military, I did some crisis acting. We would do drills. And as part of the drills, I would play a casualty for the EMT going through their combat medic training course so they could do triage. So crisis acting is a huge part of what the military does, what EMT do, and the police do, so they can be prepared for real-life situations. Crisis actors are employed by emergency responders, by fire departments, by hospitals. So it's not a myth or an illusion or an urban legend. Crisis actors are real. That you can rent mobs for protests. This is not a dispute. And the people who actually do the ones for the mainstream media, they sign non-disclosure agreements. That's how it works. These are facts. It's not a conspiracy theory. These are facts.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Look up Crisis cool. Cast and call them up and ask them how much it costs. All right, have a great night.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Yeah, look, it's easy to balk at the idea that there are crisis actors, but it's not a conspiracy theory. It's literally how the news media manufactures their false view of reality. Think about this. You have basically people who are already trained thespians. They can pretend to be anything. Why wouldn't they want to do it? Especially if they believe in it. Like, let's say you're a lefty and you're a gunophobe. Why wouldn't you want to pretend to be a gun victim on TV if you feel like it's going to advance the gun grab agenda? And also, crisis actors get a ton of money. You might find this interesting. This is, you wouldn't believe it, but it's true because it's on the news, so you're going to have to believe it. If that's how you operate, and a lot of people unfortunately do. So on November the 7th, 2018, you had the Thousand Oaks shooting. So the Thousand Oaks shooting had taken place 13 months after the Las Vegas shooting of October the 1st, 2017 at the Harvest Festival. Now, the thing is, 13 months later, you had 50 of the same people who survived one shooting, that being Vegas, shot at again in Thousand Oaks, like this one. A man who survived the deadliest shooting in U.S. history was killed Wednesday. Las Vegas shooting survivor among the dead at Thousand Oaks. So 50 of the same people who were shot at in Vegas were shot at again at a different country western bar in a different part of the country. Do you know how unusual that is? 50, 50. And then what's more, this is what's more. During the shooting at Thousand Oaks, there was a staged shooting down the street. There was a drill down the street based on a shooting at a country rock or country music concert. So you actually had 50 crisis actors down the street from the 50 people who were shot at for the second time in 13 months. So, I mean, there's so many things about this when you analyze how many of these fake shootings. Look, we've had 20 years of fake school shootings. You know, the industry around school shooting drills and the whole training of the staff, the principals, the students, that's a $3 billion a year industry. It's huge. Also, Obama did repeal the Smith-Mundt Act, and before that, they weren't legally allowed to propagandize us. So the news media, the MSM, is actually legitimately propaganda. They say fake news, and they make you think, well, it's an agenda, it's a bias, based take. No, fake news is theater. Like 90% of what you see is reality TV intended to coerce you into seeing the world a certain way. And the way that the masses see the world isn't the way it is. The problem is, if 99% of the people believe something, the 1% of us who can see through it have to go with it. So 99% of them believe in COVIDs, so I gotta wear a stupid mask to buy groceries.